Welcome to the Post Podcast, brought to you by Eagle Communications. I'm James Bell. On this episode of Updates from the Post, Hayes Public Library Communications Coordinator Kelly Kolasny shares information about upcoming events at the library. This interview originally aired on the Eagle Morning Show on KAYS on Monday, July 1st. All right, everybody, we've got Callie with us from the Hayes Public Library. Going to talk about some upcoming events. I'm going to just open it up.
All right.
What do we got going on?
Good morning. We've got a lot of stuff going on in July. First of all, the Fort Hays State University Maker Van will stop by three times in July. And this is a really cool program that you can basically have them do specific topics. And so they'll come and show the kids how to do certain things. And so we've got different topics. And it's going to start tomorrow, July 2nd. We'll also have them on July 15th and July 17th. And they'll be there from 2 to 5. And so there's a lot of time for the kids to come and check out the Maker Van. Then we'll have Jam and Randy. Randy Sauer is going to be there to make some music and entertain the kids. That'll be on July 10th at 2 p.m. We're also going to have a morning with those we trust. This will be on July 13th from 9 to 11 a.m. And this is an opportunity for kids to come and talk with the police officers, firefighters, paramedics, sheriff's department. And they're going to be in the parking lot between on 12th Street between the library and the law enforcement center. And we're going to have some of their vehicles there for the kids to check out and just get an opportunity to talk and get to know the people, as we said, those we trust, so that the kids really get an opportunity to see one-on-one with the police and the firefighters and paramedics and more. So that'll be pretty exciting. That's July 13th from 9 to 11 a.m. Then also for the kids, we've got, well, actually not the kids, the young adults. We've got the young adult lock-in. That'll be July 20th to the 21st. And so that'll be a fun time for the teens to come and do a lock-in, lots of activities throughout that evening. And so we'll see what kind of shape the library is in after that gets done.
So you literally lock them in the library?
Yeah, well, yeah. They can get out.
Oh.
Fire hazard, you know. But yeah, it's just a fun activity for the young adults. We're getting toward the end of the summer challenge at that point, July 20th and 21st. So it's just a fun activity for them. And it's going to be called the Area 51 lock-in to go along with the universe of stories and the whole space theme and all of that. So the Area 51 lock-in.
Cool.
And then this is we've got a couple things for kids and adults. NASA Ambassador Brenda Culbertson will be coming and talking about NASA, which I think will be very exciting. That'll be on July 23rd. And there'll be three different times. She'll talk to the young adults at 2 and the kids at 3. And then the basically family or adults can come and listen to her speak at 6:30. Again, that'll be on July 23rd. And then another family event, maybe. We're going to celebrate World Snake Day. So if you like snakes, then stop by the library on July 18th at 6 p.m. The Sternberg Museum will be bringing some of their fun creatures in to talk about snakes. So do you like snakes?
Sound like a family activity.
You don't like snakes?
I don't. No, I don't know anybody like. Who likes snakes?
I don't mind them.
Do you get a turnout for? Is this the first time you've done this one?
Oh no, this is a usual event.
Okay, do you get
people
turnout?
Like it? Oh yeah,
they show up and they pet the snakes.
Uh-huh.
Oh
yeah, I don't mind snakes as long as they don't scare me. Like if somebody's holding a snake, then I'll go over and see it. But if I'm walking around in the golf course and one is just there, I don't care for that so much.
Well, of course, because you don't know if that's a real, a dangerous snake.
Right. And it would surprise me. I don't like to be surprised by creatures.
Yeah.
So anyway,
enough.
World Snake Day, it'll be a lot of fun. That'll be July 18th at 6 p.m. Something more for the adults, but anybody can come. Kelly Hunt will come back for a concert. She kind of does the folk, bluegrass, Americana music. She was here back in, I think it was in March, and we had a great turnout. Everybody loved her. She plays a mean banjo. She's really good, very talented artist. That'll be July 16th at 6 p.m. for that Kelly Hunt concert. I wanted to mention that you can still participate in the Summer Challenge. We still have a month left because it'll go until August 1st, August 2nd. So you can still participate, both adults and kids, teenagers, whoever wants to do it. Now, kids and teens must register, so you can still go in the library and register. Adults, you just stop by and pick up a bookmark that has 10 challenges, and you've got time to complete those 10 challenges before the end of the month. and you'll also get a free water bottle. And then they have, the adults have big prize packages. The kids, there's a bunch of big prizes for them at the end of the summer, or we'll say, really it's the end of July for them if they complete their challenges as well. So still sign up for the summer challenge. There's lots of time. It's a great learning opportunity for the kids as they kind of do that summer slide thing. So go ahead and give them an opportunity to read and really participate in some fun activities. It ends August 1st. And I want to mention the photo contest, the Ad Astra Per Aspera photo contest. It is underway right now and it closes on August 1st. We will have prizes for different age groups. We want you to take photos that really meet that theme, Ad Astra Per Aspera, of course, to the stars through difficulty, as well as our Universe of Stories Summer Challenge theme. And so, you know, however you want to interpret that, but it is one photo per person. And we also have a coloring contest for the real little ones.
Holy smokes, you guys are busy.
We're very busy. We've got tons of stuff going on.
You know, I talked to Brandon a while back. He's talking like record and, you know, attendance down there.
Yeah.
Just blowing it up.
We have a lot of people coming to the library. We're super happy about that. We want everybody to come to the library. So many activities, so much fun, so many resources. Our, you know, digital resources, actual books and movies and all of that stuff. And all you need is a library card, and a library card is free.
Wait, hold on. You still have like books?
We have books, and a lot of people check out books. Yes. I have a Kindle, so I get the digital books, but yeah, a lot of people still check out the books.
Yeah, that's one of the cool things that I found out you guys did. It's the digital.
Yeah.
You can check out books onto your device, your Kindle, your phone or whatever, and you never have to, you know, you have to worry about taking the book back and carrying it around. And my problem is, you know, with the kids, my books always get ruined.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to read them.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, there goes the coffee. Dang it. And now the library, $50 for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Books, movies, music, all of that stuff. Audiobooks. That's all available on the digital through the digital resources. And all you need is your library card.
Such a cool, you know, facility down there. Cool events. Cool things you can check out. Where can they find out more information?
Okay. Follow us on Facebook or on Twitter or on Instagram. We're on all three of those, and I do daily updates on what's going on at the library. Our website, hayeslibrary.org, has lots of information. If you want to talk to somebody, if you've got some questions, call 625-9014.
Excellent. Well, Callie, thanks for coming in and sharing with
us
all of this amazing information. Yes. Hopefully some people go check it out for you.
Pop in July. Lots to go. Lots to do.
There you go.